sight and sound, but of mind.
Whoa.
A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop.
91.5 WMFO, Medford.
I was alone. I should have known you were temptation. You saw leading me on. I should have known you were temptation. It would be thrilling if you were. Can never be. Well then, pity me. You were born to be kissed. I can't resist. You are temptation.
Thank you.
she wraps her electrical arms around me.
Thank you. shelter any port in the storm. Looking for a safe haven, sails are battered and torn. And then like a stone, looking for shelter, any port in the storm. In the storm, in the storm. It's been a hero journey, an unforgiving place. But here, barely above water, I'll be gone without a trace. Without a trace. Without a trace, looking for a friendly harbor, glimmer of land or light. Won't you guide me in, baby, if only for the night. For the night. For the sun to break the day, gather my things and set sailing, and I'll be on my merry way. On my way. Any part in the storm.
This is Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
I could. tried to give you my last dime. You said you wanted more and I had to go and wait in line. Swear I'm gonna find you, yeah, I'm gonna find you how. Yeah, I'm gonna find you how, I'll find you. Been thinking about you.
Stay. after school. See, I've been fooling around my rosary. Refused to be something so easily molded and thrown away.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. And they all have one thing in common. Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard, that's optional. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Goes. Do you really know? 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
We'll be right back. deny that something's wrong, but what it is remains a mystery. The obvious somehow avoids detection, so he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I hit it out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Oh, at the time I used to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? I'm beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. Just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition. I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality, but I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst enemy. Well, all right, I'll shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw away the key. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Medford.